We need to start looking at the Grawl less of an act of aggression and more as a signal that they're just trying to communicate something to you. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about next. Right, let's get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am your host, Jake, from On Dog Training Academy. We are an online dog training company. We have a couple courses out. One of my favorite courses we have out right now is called Remote Paws, where we really work on in-home common behavior problems, not just your basic sits downs and all those different things. We work on the common stuff in the house, barking, counter surfing, jumping on people. If there's a problem you're having in the house, we can definitely help you guys out with it. So if that's interested, something interesting to you, check out ondogtrainingacademy.com. With that being said, I really have been wanting to talk about this more and more lately, not because I think it's something new has popped up and I feel like, oh my God, we have to talk about it because people are misunderstood. Well, I think people are misunderstood, but it's just something that's been kind of sitting on my mind. It's things I tell my students all the time, and I tell my clients all the time, and I just wanted to share it with you guys because I think this is super, super important, and this pertains to growling. Now, I'm talking about dogs, not people. When dogs are growling, way too often do we as humans see this as the act of aggression, right? Like the dog's growling, they're aggressive. We need to start to think about the way that we perceive what the growl actually is and start to think about how can we deal with or effectively work on the growl. So I'll kind of dive into that on this week's episode. First off, when a growl is happening, what do you think that is? What do you think a growl is? Now, I'm not talking about playing. Dogs growl during playing because it's fun and they're excited. I'm talking about when your dog is unhappy. When your dog is trying to tell you they're not comfortable. Like that is what's happening during a growl. Think of it if we want to put it into like, if we want to anthropomorphize it, a person that is, someone's getting in their face and wants to fight them, right? And the person that doesn't really want to fight is like, look, man, I don't want to fight you. I'm not comfortable here. I don't want to fight you. Just please back off. Just back off. I don't want to fight. That is essentially what the dog is saying. The dog is like, I am not comfortable. I don't like whatever might be going on. It needs to stop. And if it doesn't stop, then that might lead into going back to the human example here. It might go, okay, well, now I feel like I have to defend myself. Or I feel like now I have to take action. And that's where the punch, you punch somebody, you push somebody, whatever. And so in a dog's world, when the dog is growling, it's a warning. It's saying, look, I am not comfortable with what is happening. And again, I don't think it really matters the situation. And the way that you respond to it is going to make every bit of difference. It is extremely important that when a dog is growling, you're going to respond to it in a way that's going to be effective in solving the whole problem, not just the growling itself. So think about this. So let's say a dog is afraid, right? Let's say the dog is afraid of people. And you take your dog out and somebody approaches and your dog growls. And your solution to it is, I'm just going to correct you really hard and tell you to stop. Because again, you maybe perceive this as an act of aggression. So you correct your dog really hard. The dog goes, okay, I get it. I'm going to stop growling. Now, does that mean the dog gets over the fear of people? No. It absolutely doesn't. It just means now the dog says, okay, I can't growl because I'll get corrected for it, so I'm going to stop growling. But that thought, that insecurity, whatever it might be, that fear of people is still there. So then what happens? You walk up to somebody. Your dog doesn't growl whatsoever. Either A, you go, oh, it's better now. My dog might want to be social. Or you just let it be as it is, and you let that person advance closer to you or whatever, and suddenly the dog goes from no signal to biting the person, biting that other person, or lunging at them at the very least, trying to get to them. and or just freaking out and like trying to escape, run away, barking crazy. And the reason was because you took their ability to tell you they're uncomfortable away. You corrected the tell. You can't correct a tell necessarily in this case, because what that's going to lead to is no tell. And you have no idea how many times we have talked to clients in the past that would come to me and they're like, look, Jake, this came out of nowhere. We didn't see it coming. You didn't see it coming possibly because you took the signals, the ability for the dog to signal to you or to communicate to you. You took those away because growling is not a socially acceptable behavior, right? So what we need to do instead is look at it as a warning that your dog is saying, look, I'm not comfortable. And this should be able, you should do a couple things with this. A, if it, let's just go to the example of being afraid of people. I'm going to have the, if someone's approaching me and my dog starts to growl, I'm not going to correct my dog. I'm going to have the person just stop. And I'm going to not allow them to advance any further, or I'm going to back away, or I'm going to remove my dog, or whatever it might be. And then what I'm going to do is I am going to identify why the dog did it. So in this case, the dog did it because it doesn't like strange people. Then I'm going to devise a plan of having treats, you know, keeping a good distance from people, and I'm going to start to work counter conditioning with the dog to start to change the way they perceive situations that they right now perceive as scary. And by doing that, I'm not removing the growl through correction. I'm removing it through confidence. When I can build a dog's confidence, when I can make them more secure and not more insecure about the situation, the growl will go away, but it'll go away for the right reason. So really think about when your dog is exhibiting these behaviors. If your dog's afraid, it's not fair to punish a dog who's scared. And you could even case in point, you could say, let's go to an even more, another common behavior problem, which is resource guarding. If the dog growls at you while it's resource guarding, yeah, you could say, he's telling me this is mine, you don't get it, and you correct him. Again, though, you run a big risk of the dog saying, okay, well, I'm just not going to growl. I'm still going to protect this thing, but I'm no longer going to communicate to you that you need to back off. I'm just going to, as you approach me, I'm just going to lunge at you because you need to back off, and that's the next step. So start to think about what you want to do. I use the growl as a tell that will help me devise a plan to be able to work through the problem. I don't use it as the problem. Growling is not a problem. Growling is a communicator. So consider that when you're working with your dog. Consider that if you approach a dog and a dog starts to growl at you, they are telling you, I mean, I think when a dog growls at a person, it's so easy for the person to go, yeah, I'm not petting that dog. If you pet a dog who's growling at you, that's just stupid. Like, I was going to say worse, but that's just stupid. And of course, if the dog reacts, if the dog bites you, it's going to be the dog's fault. Or in the situation where you correct the growl and it comes out of nowhere, the owner is going to go, I can't trust this dog anymore. It's unpredictable. It was predictable. You took the predictability away from it. But the owner's going to go, I just can't trust the dog. I don't know when he's going to do these things. I have to get rid of the dog. So the dog always seems to take the blame and is at fault, even though it's like a lot of things, it was something we maybe didn't necessarily create. Well, we created the big problem of no tell. Maybe we didn't create the problem of the dog being afraid of other people, but we created we took away their ability to communicate, so that's our fault. So I want you to think about this. When you are training your dog, when you are doing things, think about if your dog growls, first thing you should ask is, why are you doing this? Second thing you should do is try to minimize the situation. Try to get the dog to not feel like they have to growl. And then once you were able to get out of that situation, then go, okay, how can I actively work on this? Now I'm going to have a plan. You're going to be proactive in what you're going to do with that plan. If you growl and you correct, you're just reactive training, and that doesn't get you anywhere. So guys, I really hope it was helpful this week. If you need help with this, check out our website, ondogtrainingacademy.com. Like I said, we have a really nice course that we just built called Remote Pause. Definitely check that one out. It could be helpful for you. Otherwise, you can schedule one-on-ones with us and reach out to us if you have any questions or concerns. So guys, thank you so much. Hopefully this was helpful. Share this to someone if you know that they're struggling with this issue, because we just want to keep dogs in homes. We don't want someone to get bit. And really, that's what this podcast is all about. So guys, thanks so much for listening. And of course, like always, we'll see you next week.
Good dog.